If there's going to be a summer more challenging to our gardens, I would be very surprised. Another cool wet spring, sudden heat, and we will probably have our usual drought. Wow, a triple threat. Unfortunately, many folks simply give up on color and beauty when it should be the prime time for enjoying our gardens. As with all things in life, when given a lemon, make lemonade. There are many creative ways to inject color and freshness into our gardens now by choosing heat-loving, drought-tolerant plants that, once established, require minimal care and watering. Beautiful ornamental grasses transition nicely from summer into fall and winter. The most beautiful is the annual purple fountain grass with its deep burgundy foliage and bunny tail plumes that dance in every breeze. They look great, even all by themselves, in any container or garden, but are especially attractive when surrounded with hot pink wave petunias. Its cousin, Pennisetum fireworks, with its burgundy and pink stripes, is no slouch either when it comes to providing the wow factor. The plumes on hardy Pennisetums, however, will just begin to show in late June. The very compact P. Hamelne, and P. Piglet, are beauties, so is P. Burgundy Bunny, with its burgundy-striped foliage and dainty plumes. Page's Redhead, is a little more dramatic with larger bunny tail plumes that really stand out year after year. These are all winter hardy, drought-tolerant and very showy, especially in those hot sunny spots. Miscanthus grasses also create magic, especially the larger 4 to 5-foot grasses with big showy flower heads. However, there's a new trend toward smaller, more compact varieties, like my favorite, Yakujima, that brings its beauty down to a lower level for a stunning effect. Even without plumes, variegated miscanthus, like Cabaret, and Cosmopolitan, are quite the showstoppers. Speaking of variegation, M. Strictus, porcupine grass, is always a hit with its yellow horizontal stripes up and down the stems. A little smaller but very elegant, M. Morning Light, is a favorite for use in containers or ground beds. Newer varieties, like M. Fire Dragon, have rich autumn-colored foliage, as well as amazing plumes that gently sway in summer breezes. All of these look stunning when surrounded with perennial rudbeckias, especially Goldsturm, and early bird gold, which bloom until frost. More compact varieties of grasses can turn a dull planter into an interesting display, so keep them in mind too. Evergreen fescues, like the new Beyond Blue, and the fantastic Carex grasses, like Everillo, Eversheen, Everlime, and Evergold, are all amazing by themselves or together in combination with virtually any contrasting foliage. Most of these are spillovers and look great in containers or in the ground. For a more vertical look, try Acorus ogon, a year-round upright plant that grows 12 to 18 inches tall and is a great accent around other trees and shrubs. One of the most demanded grasses today is the tall, narrow architectural grass called Calamagrostis, Carl Forster. In group plantings or in containers, it turns heads because of its unique structure. C. Overdam, a variegated variety, is a beauty too. Panicums too are becoming popular because of their changing colors late in the summer and their habit of gentle movement in the breeze. Panicum virgatum, Little Red Gem, and P. versus Northwind are particularly beautiful. There's never been such a wide selection of ornamental grasses available to add a fresh look and fun to our summer gardens. They love the heat and, once established, are quite drought tolerant. Many are evergreen too and carry their beauty into winter.